Good morning, peace be with you.
弟兄姊妹早上早，祝你平安。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一起有一点祷告。
Lord, as we gather before you, we are reminded that not by power, not by even by our might, but all by the work of the Holy Spirit, we can follow you.
主，我们在你面前聚集的时候，我们再一次被提醒，不是靠着势力，不是靠着能力，乃是靠着圣灵和你的话语，方能成事。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will open our heart and open our eyes so we may see Jesus in your word.
主，愿你的圣灵开启我们的眼睛，开启我们的心，让我们能够知道你。
So make the word touch our heart so we may follow you.
愿你的话语能够触摸到我的心，使我们可以来跟随你。
We lift up this hour unto your hand.
我们把下面的时间交在你的手里面。
So make us as a follower of Jesus, not in this hour, but all in our life.
愿这个时候我们就能够成为跟随主耶稣的人，也愿我们的一生来跟随主。
Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
主，我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.We're so thankful that the Lord continually adds friends to our Sunday meetings.
我们真的非常感谢主，在主日的时候，在我们的聚会里面有新的朋友。
We want our friends and to get to know our Lord Jesus.
我愿意我们的朋友都来认识主。
Finding meaning in their life in Jesus.
在他们的生活里面能够找到认识主的意义。
And eventually, we hope that they will follow Jesus.
然后最终他们能够也来跟随主。
Many gospel friends said that they like our church as a loving family.
很多福音朋友说他们很喜欢我们的聚会，像一个有爱的家庭一样。
Why this is true, it is important to remember that it's not because of the people inside, but Jesus our Lord.
这是一个提醒，说不光是因为这里的人，而是因为这里的主耶稣。
But because the Bible says that we love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
因为圣经上也讲到说，爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是从神而生，并且认识神。
In John chapter 12,
在约翰福音十二章里面。
There was a big religious festival in the city of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷有逾越节。
It was called the Passover.
有一个非常大的节期叫逾越节。
In Jesus' time, it was one of the top festivals throughout the year.
在耶稣的时代，那是一个全年里面最大的节期。
People from all over the Roman Empire came to Jerusalem for this festival.
很多人从在罗马帝国的很多人在那个时候都到耶路撒冷去要来看这个节期。
They packed the city streets with many events.
在这个耶路撒冷的街道上有各种各样的活动。
Such as the religious rituals in the holy temple or even parades on the main streets.
在圣殿里面甚至在街道上都有很多的游行或者是活动。
So here among...Those crowds,
在这里面，在这些人群当中
，a few people arrived in Jerusalem from far away in Crete, in Greece.
在这里面有一些从西里尼很远的西里尼来的人。
They could tour the city and have many things to do and see.
在这个耶路撒冷，他们其实是有很多事情可以做，可以看。
Instead, they chose one thing.Differently.
但是他们却选择了一件非常不一样的事情。
These Greeks approached the disciples of Jesus.
他们这些西里尼人来找到主耶稣的门徒。
Verse 21 says that they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus.
他们来见到加利利伯塞大的腓力，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
You see, my dear friends, they traveled a long way not to join the great festival for fun or religious passion.
你看他们旅行了这么远的路程，不是来参加这些宗教的活动或者一些有非常有趣的有趣的活动。
Their goal was to see Jesus only.
他们的唯一的目标就是要来看耶稣。
Even today, the road to Jerusalem from Greece is not an easy route.
就算是今天从希腊到耶路撒冷，也不是一条非常容易走的路。
But these Greeks, they were determined to go to Jerusalem not just to see Jesus.
但是这些希腊人来到耶路撒冷，唯一的目标就是要来看耶稣。
Because they knew that the Son of God was the most important person for the solution of their life.
因为他们知道这个神的儿子是他们生命里面生活里面唯一的答案。
So we pray for you, dear friends.
所以我们也为朋友们祷告。
This will also be your reason for being here this morning.
也希望这是你来到这里的原因。
You are not here to see nice people.
你不是来这里看一些非常好的人。
But you come to see Jesus.
而是你来看这里来看耶稣。
Your purpose in being here is not just to be part of meetings in this building, but to see Jesus.
你来这里不只是成为这里聚会的一部分，而是来见耶稣。
Only when we encounter our Lord Jesus and open our hearts to receive Him.
只有当我们遇见耶稣，并且把我们的心向他打开的时候
，then we will have everything.God wants to give us.
然后那个时候我们就可以接受神所要给我们的。
This encounter, my dear friend, is not just the church meeting.
这个遇见神不只是教会的聚会。
Beautiful songs and the beautiful prayers to our ears.
美丽的诗歌或者些非常美丽的祷告。
This encounter is Jesus himself.
这个遇见是遇见耶稣他自己。
Well, you may ask me why I put so much stress on this point.
你要问我为什么这么要强调这一点。
What's wrong if I just come here chatting with my friends this morning?
我在这里遇见我的朋友，跟我的朋友聊天有什么错？
Because, my dear friends, here lies the difference between living water for life and the dead religion.
因为在这个生命的这个活的生命和这个宗教死亡的宗教有一个非常大的区别。
And the distance between these two is incredible.
这两个之间的距离是非常的大。
Jesus used to say, I'm the living water.
那主耶稣说我就是那个活水。
And whoever drinks this water will never thirst.
人喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
But the dead religion is of man's activities.
这些死的宗教就是一些活动。
Because the Bible teaches us that the world is passing away and the lust of it.
因为圣经告诉我们说这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
No matter how magnificent this church is and how nice people are in there.
不管这个教会有多么的宏大，或者这里面的人有多么的和蔼
，My dear friends, they all will pass.
朋友们，这些都要过去。
Will pass away.
都要过去。
But Jesus never changes.
但是主耶稣却从来不改变。
We want everybody to see our Lord Jesus here.
我们愿意每一个人都看见主耶稣基督他自己。
Because in Him alone, our hope could be found.
因为只有在它里面，我们才能够找到希望。
Brothers and sisters, let's also be reminded to turn our Jesus up, to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们也要把我们的眼目转向耶稣。
Because every matter of our faith, like humility, patience, gentleness, kindness, love, and you name it, has to do with Jesus alone.
因为关于我们所有的属灵的事情，比如说良善、爱、温和，都是跟主耶稣有关系。
Our dear brother Watchman Nee once described in his small pamphlet, Christ, the sum of all spiritual things.
Watchman, 林拓生弟兄有一次在一个属灵的册子里面写到，基督是一切属灵的事物。
That it is urgent for us to know the reality of Jesus as being our only and all.
所以认识主耶稣基督是我们的一切，是一切非常紧要的事情。
One phrase in his book really touched my heart.
一句在他的这本书里有一句话非常摸到我的心。
That God doesn't give us spiritual things.
神不把属灵的事物给我们。
He gives us only Christ.
他只把基督给我们。
As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:30.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里第一章里写道。
Christ Jesus has become for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and the redemption from God.
神使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
Brother Ni once wrote a song.
尼托生弟兄有一次写过一首诗歌。
Saying each blow I suffer is a true gain to me.
我所受的每一次打击都是真利益。
Brothers and sisters, this true gain is nothing else.
弟兄姊妹，这个利益不是别的。
Not even a notable spiritual experience.
更不是一个非常值得骄傲的属灵的经历。
But Jesus himself.
而是主耶稣他自己。
And for this very reason.
为了这一个原因。
God engaged in the works of destruction and the rebuilding in our lives.
神就借着这些事情来在我们的生活里面来建立我们。
To remove all the things that are not Jesus himself.
把我们生命里面所有跟主耶稣没有关系的事情全部除去。
Like Paul says in Galatians 4:19.
在加拉太书里第四章那里讲到。
Until Christ is formed in us.
直到基督在我们里面成形。
Brothers and sisters, this should solve many of our questions about why my life is so difficult.
这会解决我们一些关于我们的很多问题，比如说为什么我们的生活这么困难。
It's all about Jesus himself.
都是关于基督他自己。
It's all about Jesus that we should gain.
这是关于我们应该所得到的基督。
God wants to take away all things to make a space in us for one person.
因为主要把我们生命里面所有的东西都除去，留下空数给一个人。
This person will simultaneously be our faith, hope, and love.
这一个人就是我们的信心、盼望和爱。
This person is not our church meetings.
这个人不是我们教会的聚会。
But this person is in our church meetings.
但这个人在我们教会聚会里面。
This person is not our spiritual experience.
这个人也不是我们属灵的经历。
But this person is above and in our all spiritual experience.
这个人超过我们属灵的经历，也在我们所有属灵经历之中。
Brothers and sisters, this person is Jesus himself.
这个人就是耶稣他自己。
Unless we meet this person,
除非我们遇见这个人。
We have this person in our life.
我们在我们的生命里有这个人。
Then we have all the meanings of getting together here.
然后我们才能够在这里聚会的意义。
This morning I'm going to share with you one of Jesus' story in Mark chapter 1.
今天早上我要来分享的是关于耶稣的一个故事在马可福音里。
Would you please join me in reading the Bible on Mark chapter 1 verses 16 through 20.
我们一起来读马可福音第一章十六节到二十节。
Mark chapter 1 verses 16 through 20. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him.When he had gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, and went after him.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网跟从了他。耶稣稍往前走，又见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网，耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
I'm glad that in the beginning of this meeting,
我很高兴在这个聚会一开始的时候
，Our brother was asking one question: What is following Jesus?
弟兄问了一个问题：什么是跟随耶稣
？We are all followers of Jesus.
我们都是跟随耶稣的人。
But our brother asking a one good question, what is following Jesus?
但是我们弟兄问了一个非常好的问题，什么是跟随耶稣？
Now this is the Bible reading about to follow Jesus.
那这里，在这里的经节就是讲到来跟随耶稣。
Notice here that the Gospel of Mark is all about the past and something 2024 years ago.
我们知道说马可福音或者约翰福音书里面讲到都是两千多年前的一个故事。
But in the original language,
但是在以前的这个原来的文字里面
，almost every verb Mark used is in the present tense.
几乎所有的这个动词都是现代式，现在式。
We can't find this remarkable feature in the other three.Gospel books.
这个特点在其他三本福音书里面是没有的。
I think it's important that Mark didn't want to give us a historical figure.
我们知道说马可是要给我们一个关于历史的人物。
No, he didn't want to give us
a
historical figure.
他不想给我们一个历史的人物。
He didn't want to tell us a story of a dead person from 1,000 years ago.
他不想告诉我们一个两千多年的一个关于死人的事情。
He wanted to speak the stories of Jesus full of freshness and vitality because he is a living person in us.
他想告诉我们的是耶稣的一个鲜活的生命，因为他是一个活着的人。
As the Bible says that Jesus is the same as yesterday, today, and forever.
就像圣经所讲的，耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
I think we're all familiar with 115 in the church handbook.
我们对于诗歌本里面115首非常的熟悉。
It says He lives, Christ Jesus lives today.
他这里讲到说主活，基督耶稣今天活着。
He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
他与我行走，与我交谈，在生命的窄路上。
Dear brothers and dear friends, Jesus is not mere a historical figure.
弟兄姊妹和朋友们，耶稣不只是历史上的一个人物。
Or a religious statue we look to.
或者说是一个宗教的一个塑像，让人来仰望。
Mark never intended to give us a poker face Jesus with a moral code teachings.
马可不是要给我们一个扑克牌上的形象，然后有一个道德标准让我们来仰望。
Jesus to Mark and Jesus in us is in the same present tense.
在这个马可里面的耶稣和在我们里面的耶稣都是活在现在时里面。
It's not he talked, he walked thousands years ago.
不是说几千年前他行走过，他交谈过。
It is the Jesus. He is talking. He is walking with us.
而是说耶稣现在在跟我们交谈，在跟我们行走，现在。
I think that's why Mark used present tense verbs in his book about Jesus.
这就为什么马可在他的福音书里面用的是现在进行时。
This is what Mark wanted to tell us.
这是马可所要告诉我们的。
Now here comes the verse 16.
现在我们来看第十六节。
Which says that Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Simon and Andrew his brother. Then Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men."
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
It seems to give us the feeling that it was the very first time for them to meet with each other in their lives.
这里给我们一个感觉，好像是耶稣是第一次见到西门和安德烈。
As if Jesus happened to pass by the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣好像正好碰巧走在加利利海边。
And there he happened to see these fishermen and he called them.
他好像也碰巧看见了这些打鱼的，然后他就跟他们，他就呼召了他们。
And these fishermen happened to become the disciple of Jesus.
这些渔民也正好碰巧成为了跟随主耶稣的门徒。
If this was the case,
如果是这样子的话
，then it was a truly coincidence.
那真的是一个巧合了。
But if we read through all four gospel books.
但是如果我们把四本福音书都读下来的话
we will find that this was actually the second time Jesus walked to them and called them to follow him.
我们会发现这是主耶稣第二次来呼召他们，要他们来跟随他。
But Mark skipped over the first time.
但是马可就忽略了第一次。
In the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里面
Chapter 1,
在第一章里
That John the Baptist stood with two of his disciples,
那个施洗约翰跟他的两个门徒站在一起
including Andrew,
包括安德烈
They saw Jesus coming toward them.
他们看见耶稣走向他们
And John the Baptist pointed to Jesus.
约翰就指向那个耶稣说
And drew everyone's attention to Jesus.
把每个人的注意力都引到了耶稣那里
saying, "Behold the Lamb of God."
看哪，这是神的羔羊。
And upon hearing and seeing that,
听到看到这件事情
，Andrew with great excitement and eagerness to find his brother Peter.
安德烈就非常激动的焦急的找到他的兄弟。
When he saw Peter, his brother,
当他看见他的兄弟彼得的时候
，he burst out with joy.
他就充满了他的喜乐就从他心里面蹦跳出来。
John 1:41 it says, Andrew saying, "We have found the Messiah."
安德烈就说我们找到了弥赛亚，我们遇见弥赛亚。
So Peter went with his brother and encountered Jesus.
所以彼得就跟他的兄弟去见了耶稣。
John chapter 1:37 says they followed Jesus.
所以三十七节那里就说他们来跟随耶稣。
It was the first time they found Jesus, they saw Jesus, and they followed Jesus.
这是第一次他们遇见了耶稣，他们看见了耶稣，他们也跟随了耶稣。
It was the first time they became the followers of Jesus.
这是第一次他们成了跟随耶稣的人。
Now my question is, this is a happy ending for following Jesus?
这是不是一个跟随耶稣的一个非常快乐的结局呢
？We tend to say yes.
我们会说是的。
Because Jesus got his disciples following him.
因为耶稣有跟随他的门徒。
And the disciples have found their Messiah.
门徒也找到了弥赛亚。
And we're gonna paraphrase Snow White's last words, and they lived happily ever since.
那我就借用一下白雪公主的那个结局的话，他们从此以后就快乐地生活在一起。
However, just for a short time.
但是这只是持续了非常短的时间。
Some Bible teachers said that just no more than a couple of months.
有些圣经学者说这时间不超过几个月。
When the passion of yesterday faded away.
当过去的这些激情过去以后。
When the halo of the Son of God faded,
当神的儿子这个光环消失以后
the face of the Son of Man appeared,
当人子的这个面孔出现之后
these disciples were disappointed and tired of following Jesus.
这些门徒就非常的失望，就也非常的不愿意跟随耶稣。
They found out that Jesus they followed was just a carpenter.
他们发现他们所跟随的这个耶稣不过就是一个木匠。
So they went back to their father's fishing boat.
所以他们就回到了他们父亲的这个渔船上去。
And they resumed their life as a fisherman.
他们就重新过他们渔民的生活。
reading through all the Bible records,
我们把圣经所有的故事读下来。
I can honestly say that this was a recurring cycle for all these big name disciples of Jesus.
我可以诚实的说，对于这些非常有名的主的门徒来说，这是一个重复的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the background of Mark chapter 1.
这是马可福音的一个背景。
But my question is this going to be your way, my way, or our way of following Jesus?
那我要问，这是不是你的故事也是我的故事，或者我们跟随耶稣的一条路呢？
How many times did we sing the song in the high spirit?
多少次我们是在充满了激情来唱这些歌
？That I have decided to follow Jesus.
我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
I have decided to follow Jesus.
我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
No turning back, no turning back.
不再回头，不再回头。
But even before the song was finished,
但是在这歌结束之前
，we had already run away from Jesus.
我们已经从耶稣那里头离开了。
And we left Jesus alone there.
我们就把主耶稣一个人留在那里。
Because we often determined that following Jesus meant too much to us.
因为我们发现说跟随耶稣实在是太多了。
But we should be grateful.
但是我们应该感谢神。
That Mark chapter 1 tells us a wonderful story.
马可福音第一章里给我们讲了一个非常美妙的故事。
That Jesus came up to the Sea of Galilee.
因为耶稣来到加利利的海边。
Again.
他又再次来。
And on purpose.
是带着一个目的而来。
To find these lost fishermen.
来寻找这些失散的渔民。
Despite their previous flaws.
不管他们以前的缺点。
Failures and unfaithfulness.
他们的失败和他们的不忠。
Gracious Jesus walked to them for a second time.
充满恩典的主第二次再来到走到他们面前。
Third time.
第三次。
Multiple times to give them chances to follow Jesus.
多次给他们机会让他们来跟随耶稣。
My dear brothers and sisters, what means grace?
弟兄姊妹，恩典是什么？
Grace means multiple times we can have to follow Jesus.
恩典就是说我们有多次的机会可以来跟随耶稣。
Well, some brothers and sisters just said to me, said, don't talk too much about the grace is multiple times.
有些弟兄姊妹跟我说不要讲恩典是意味着多次的机会。
Because so many people abuse the grace.
因为很多人来滥用这个恩典。
So they use the first time and they think about that I will have a second time.
他们就觉得说我有第一次机会我还会有第二次的机会。
But brothers and sisters, I'm still confident to talk about the grace is the multiple times.
但是弟兄姊妹我非常自信的我非常有信心的说恩典就意味着我们有多次的机会。
Because Jesus is gracious Lord.
因为主是充满恩典的主。
Grace is in Him.
恩典在他的里面。
And He is grace.
他就是恩典。
He will give us multiple times, first time, second time, third time, give us a chance to follow Him.
他会给我们多次的机会，第一次、第二次、第三次，多次的机会来跟随他。
I think the best example from the Bible of following God is Elijah.
我觉得圣经里面一个最好的一个例子就是以利亚。
To us, Elijah is always faithful and serves God with miracles.
对我们来说，以利亚是一个非常忠实的，而且服侍神有大有神迹。
Yes, this is true.
的确是这样。
In 1 Kings chapter 18.
在列王记上十八章。
Elijah faced 850 false prophets.
以利亚面对了八百个假先知。
But there was a great courage in him on top of a mountain Carmel.
但是在他里面有非常大的勇气，在那个加米山上。
So he brought down the fire from heaven.
他从天上带来了那个火。
And destroyed all the false prophets.
而且杀灭了所有这些假先知。
Then God's Spirit came upon him.
然后神的灵临到他的身上。
So he could run even faster in the storm than the king's chariot.
他能够比那个亚哈王的那个马跑得还要快。
What a magnificent man of God he was.
他是在主里面是这样一个大有能力的人。
But right in the next chapter,
然后紧接着第二章, 下一章,
when he heard about the Queen Jezebel was going to take his life,
当他听到耶洗别要杀他的时候,
he was so frightened.
他是这样子的害怕,
and all of his faithfulness and the miracles that had been with him were just gone.
他所有的这些, 信心和所有的这些, 神迹奇事都转眼消失了。
Can you believe it was just gone in a second?
你能相信吗? 转眼之间就都没了。
Gone with the wind.
就随风飘去了。
So he arose and fled all the way to the desert.
所以他就起来之后, 跑到了旷野里面去。
Sitting under a broom tree.
在坐在罗藤树下面。
And he prayed for his death because the path of following God seemed to a dead end.
因为他就跟神求死, 因为他觉得跟随神这条路已经是个死路一条。
So there, under the broom tree, he turned his back to God.
在那个罗藤树下, 他向神转背,
saying, it's enough.
他跟神说, 算了, 就这样吧。
That's it.
就这样了。
Now, Lord, take my life, for I'm not better than my father.
你把我的性命取去吧, 因为我不如我的先祖。
Meaning, if God, you want someone to follow you,
换句话说, 如果主你想要人跟随你,
or, and to serve you,
来服侍你,
go ahead and find somebody else,
去找别人吧,
but I'm done with you.
那我跟你就没有关系了。
My dear young people, should God answer this man saying, what a pity you are, I don't need you anymore.
那么年轻人主会不会回答这个祷告说, 你真是可怜人, 去吧, 我跟你没关系了。
But no, never.
但是主从来不会这样。
God never said that to us.
神从来不会这样跟我们讲。
Even though we're often unfaithful to Him,
虽然我们常常对他不忠实,
He would never say that I don't need you anymore.
他从来不会跟我们说, 我不再需要你了。
God sent angels to take Elijah to Mount Horeb.
神就差遣天使把以利亚带到了何烈山上,
which was the same place where God had dealt with Moses.
就在何烈山上, 神也对付了摩西。
Remember when in Mount Horeb, when God called Moses and sent him to to the land of Egypt?
记不记得在何烈山上, 神呼召了摩西, 让他回到埃及去。
Moses said, no, it's not me. If you want someone to go to Egypt to lead your people out of Egypt, find someone else, but not me.
所以摩西在那里曾经讲过, 说, 不, 你找错人了, 你如果想要人带着, 以色列百姓离开埃及, 你找别人吧, 不是我。
It was the same place.
那是同样的一个地方。
God strengthened this poor man.
神在这里兼顾这个软弱的人。
God called Elijah again to follow him.
神在那里再次呼召以利亚来跟随他。
Brothers and sisters, are we any better than these Bible heroes?
弟兄姊妹,我们比这些圣经里面的英雄人物更好吗?
How often have you and I told the Lord that it's enough?
有多少次我们跟主说算了,太足够了。
And I'm done with you.
我跟你没关系了。
How far could we run in following Jesus on our own?
我们自己靠着自己的力量来跟随主能走多远呢?
But Mark wanted to tell us in his gospel book that it wasn't these fishermen who ever ran after the Lord.
但是马可在这里借着他的福音书想告诉我们, 不是这些渔民要来跟随主,
but Jesus walked to them.
而是主来找到他们。
Not just once, but many, many times.
不只是一次, 而是很多次。
with great patience and the grace and the love and the encouragement to take them following Him.
有足够的爱心、耐心和鼓励来带领他们来跟随他。
When I read Mark chapter 1,
当我来读马可福音第一章的时候，
I'm reminded by one verse.
我就想起了一句话。
When Paul was on his third missionary trip,
当保罗在他第三次那个布道路上，
he wrote his first letter to brothers and sisters in the city of Corinth.
他就写信给哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
This time he was at the peak of his life.
这一次是在他的生命的高峰里面。
But when he looked back at his years following Jesus,
当他回头看他跟随主的这条路上，
in 1 Corinthians 15:10, he said that by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain.
他说我今天成为这样何等的人都是因着神的神的恩而成的，而且这些神的所给的恩也不是徒然的。
Meaning all by his grace, but not ours, we could follow Jesus.
换句话说，都是因着他的恩典，而不是靠着我们自己。
My dear friends, my dear young people,
弟兄姊妹和年轻人，
if you want to know Jesus for your life,
如果你想在你的生活里面认识耶稣，
if you want to have Jesus in your life or follow Jesus,
如果你要在你的生命里面有耶稣，或者你想跟随耶稣，
you and I have to fix our eyes on Jesus.
你和我，我们的眼睛需要注目在耶稣身上。
Instead of any man or woman around you,
而不是在你周围的男人或者女人身上。
They are nice people.
他们都是非常好的人。
They are nice people called the followers of Jesus.
他们是一些跟随耶稣的人。
Don't fix your eyes or even on yourself.
也不要把你的眼睛注目在你自己身上。
Because man or woman or yourself will fail you.
因为不管是男人或者女人或者是你自己都会让你自己失败。
Even the blessed Peter, Andrew, and John, yes, they will definitely fail you.
因为不管就是彼得和约翰他们也会失败。
But Jesus never.
但是主耶稣从来不会。
Now my question is,
那么我的问题是，
Who are you looking for this morning?
你今天早上在看谁呢？
Who are you looking for this morning here?
你今天早上在这里找谁呢？
You want to find the nice people around you?
你要在你周围找到非常非常和蔼的人吗？
You want to find the most reliable people you can talk about your personal things?
你是要找到一个非常可靠的人可以跟他来交谈你自己的事情吗？
You want to find the most good people so he's always willing to help you?
你是不是要找到一个好人他可以随时都可以愿意来帮助你？
You want to find your buddies that you can trust your life on him?
你是不是要找到一个朋友你可以把你自己的生命交给他？
There's none of them around you.
在你周围你找不到这样的人。
But Jesus himself.
只有主耶稣他自己。
Let's go to verse 17.
我们来看第十七节。
It says that they immediately left their nets and followed him.
哦，十八节，他们就立刻舍了网，跟随着他。
And verse 20, and immediately he, which is Jesus, called them John and his brother James, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat and went after Jesus.
耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工人留在船上，跟随耶稣去了。
The word immediately here is one of the key words in the book of Mark.
这里的这个立刻这个字在马可福音里面是一个非常关键的字。
And this is the word repeated at least 40 times throughout the book.
在马可福音整本福音书里面，这个字重复了40次。
This word.Describes what happens on both sides in the same event.
这个字描述在同样一件事情里面发生在双方的身上。
The one who caught the fishermen and those who were called to follow.
一方是来呼召这个门这个渔民，一方是跟随的听从呼召的人。
Let's just take a look at on the one hand.
我们来看看这一方面。
Jesus came into this world.
主耶稣来到这个地上。
And his action was very compact.
他在这个地上的行程是是非常的满。
One after one without hesitation or delay.
这里没有任何的单言或者是犹豫。
He served the will of the Father on the earth like a diligent servant in his master's house.
他就像一个非常忠实非常殷勤的仆人来在父的家中来服侍。
Yes, the followers failed the first time.
这些跟随的人第一次失败了。
But Jesus didn't forsake them.
但是主耶稣并没有放弃他们。
And he knew where they were going to retreat.
他也知道他们会退到哪里去。
So he came up to their father's fishing boat immediately because he wouldn't let their failures jump onto their heads and take on them.
因为他就立刻又来找到他们，在他们父亲的渔船上来找到他们，因为他主耶稣不希望这些失败能够来占据这些门徒。
So Jesus came up to them immediately.
所以主耶稣就立刻找到了他们。
On the other hand,
另一方面
those who followed Jesus,
这些跟随主耶稣的人
yes, these fishermen were not perfect.
这些门徒并不这些渔民并没有并不是完全的。
They often failed.
他们是经常失败的。
But they had a characteristic within them.
但是在他们里面有一个特点。
That is when Jesus came to them.
就是说当主耶稣到他们那里的时候
and call them to follow
呼召他们来跟随的时候
they always respond immediately with no hesitation
他们马上就没有犹豫的来立即的来回答这个呼召
that was the first time
这不是第一次
and the second time
或者第二次
and even the third time and the fourth time
或者第三次和第四次
You can say they keep on failing.
你可以说他们不停地失败。
But they always respond immediately with no hesitation.
但是他们每一次都是马上了就回应，而且没有任何的犹豫。
So you see, my dear friends.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看。
If Jesus comes to your life.
如果主耶稣来到你的生命里。
He comes to for a purpose.
他是来有一个目的。
He wants you to respond to his calling.Of receiving him and follow him.
他希望你能够来来接受他，并且来跟随他。
And I believe that this is why we met here.
我相信这也是我们在这里在这里聚集的目的。
And you got a chance to hear the name of Jesus on many occasions while staying with us.
当你跟我们在一起的时候，你会多次听到主耶稣的名字。
Either on Friday or Sunday.
或者星期五或者星期天
Some gospel friends we have with us
有一些福音朋友跟我们在一起
When we told them the good news of Jesus Christ
当我们把主耶稣基督的福音传给他们的时候
That the Son of God died on the cross on our behalf
但神的儿子在十字架上为我们而死
And whoever believes him should not perish but the eternal life
凡信他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
They listened carefully and agreed.
他们都非常仔细地听，而且也同意。
And some of them, they even asked for a Bible to read at home.
有些人也要一本圣经回家去读。
But when we asked them, "Are you ready to take Jesus into your heart as your Savior?"
当我问他说，你愿不愿意把主耶稣接到你的心里做你的救主
？They shook their head.
他们就摇头
saying not now, not now, I'm not ready yet.
就说不是现在，不是现在，因为我们还没有预备好。
My dear friends, Jesus is the Lord of no hesitation.
我们的朋友，我们的主不是一个犹豫的主。
Jesus is the Lord of immediately.
主是一个立即行事的主。
And when he comes up to you,
当他找到你的时候。
He wants you to respond to him with the same no hesitation attitude.
他也希望你带着这样一个没有犹豫的一个态度。
Otherwise, you will miss the eternal chance to receive the blessings of God's salvation.
不然你就错过了这个永远的机会来接受 主的救恩。
Because none of us here this morning can predict how tomorrow will be.
因为在这里的没有一个人可以预见以后会发生什么事情。
A young student in Chicago.
一个在芝加哥的一个年轻人，一个学生。
Hesitated when he was asked to follow Jesus.
他当他被呼召去跟随耶稣的时候，他犹豫了。
And on the very second day.
在第二天。
He was sent to the emergency room and never came back.
他被送到急诊，然后就再也没有出来过。
He lost the eternal chance to have Jesus in his life.
他就失去了这个永远的机会，让耶稣做他的救主。
A Chinese girl was given a Bible as her birthday gift.
一个中国的女孩子，在她生日上有人给了她一本圣经。
But she responded no to the invitation of receiving Jesus.
但是她对人邀请她接受福音这件事情，她说了不。
Saying that wait until I have read through the whole book.
他说让我把这圣经读完以后再说吧。
And later in the same day, she was involved in a car accident.
在当天的下午，她就有一个车祸。
And lost her eternal chance of having Jesus in her life.
她就失去那个永远的机会，让耶稣作为她的救主。
You know, I'm often reminded by one of Jesus' parables in Luke 14.
我常常想起在路加福音里面的一个十四章里面的一个预言，一个故事。
Verses 15 through 20.
十五节到二十节。
A wealthy master was going to give a feast and invited many of his neighbors to come.
有一个非常有钱的人，他要有一个宴会，邀请他的周围的邻居来。
Saying, "Come to my feast."
来说你来到我的宴会上来。
For all things are now ready.
因为所有的事情都预备好了。
But the first one who got the invitation responded.
但第一个接受到这个邀请的人回答说
No.
不。
I bought a piece of land and I must go and see it.
我买了一块地我必须去看一看。
And the second one responded No.
第二个人也说不。
I've bought 5 oxen.
我买了五对牛。
And I'm going to test on them.
我要去试一试。
And the third one replied no.
第三个也说不。
I just got married a wife.
我才娶了妻。
So I won't be able to make the feast.
所以我去不了这个宴席。
I don't mean to push you, my dear friends.
亲爱的朋友，我不是要在这里强迫你。
But I just don't want you to be ranked with these foolish people.
但是我希望你不要像这些愚昧的人一样。
When approaching the Lord Jesus,
当来接近主耶稣的我们的主耶稣的时候
，One word for you is very important.
对你来说有一个字非常的重要。
It is immediately.
就是立刻。
Respond to Jesus immediately.
立刻来回应主耶稣。
And don't wait until it's too late.
不要等到太晚了。
You may say that I'm not ready yet to receive Jesus.
你可以说我还没有预备好来接受主耶稣。
But look closely at these fishermen in Mark chapter 1.
但是我们来仔细看看这些路加马可福音里面的这些渔民们。
Were they Peter, John, James, they ever ready to take the call?
彼得、约翰或者安德烈，他们有预备好来接受这个呼召吗
？I don't think so.
我也不认为是这样。
If they ever ready to take the call,
如果他们预备好来接受这个呼召
，then Jesus didn't have to walk to the Sea of Galilee for a second time.
主耶稣就不会第二次再来到加利利海边。
But they answered his calling right away.
但是他们还是立即回应了他的呼召。
So my dear friends, no one is good enough, is smart enough, is ready enough to receive Jesus and to follow him.
所以没有人能够足够的好、足够的聪明或者足够的预备好可以来接受主。
But there's one thing definitely you and I can do: respond to his calling immediately.
但是你和我都可以有一件事情可以做，就是立即来答应他的呼召。
Dear brothers and sisters, don't think this is just gospel calling to gospel friends.
弟兄姊妹，这不要认为这只是一个福音的呼召，来呼召福音朋友。
Let's also be reminded.
让我们也来被提醒。
Because we often want God to respond to our prayer request immediately and give us a solution right now without delay.
我们也常常希望主立即答应我们的祷告，给我们的问题一个马上的回应。
But we often drag our response to Jesus' calling of following him with many hesitations.
但是我们对主呼召我们来跟随他，却充满了犹豫。
Mark chapter 1 tells us that Jesus means to hear our immediate response when he walks to us.
在马可福音里面，主的意思要听到我们马上的回应，当他来呼召我们的时候。
Let's move to verse 18.
我们来看看第十八节。
They immediately left their nets and followed him.
他们立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
They left their father Zebedee in the boat and went after him.
他们就把父亲西庇太和副工人留在船上，跟随耶稣去了。
Let's focus on the word left.
我们来注意这个词，就是离开。
They left their nets.
他们就把他们的网留下来，离开了他们的网。
I think the King James English on this word is a bit softer and mild.
在这个新钦定版里面，这个离开这个字有一点比较不是那么强烈。
So I like the Chinese translation as a give up.
我喜欢这个中文的翻译，就是放弃。
Because it catches the exact meaning of what's happening here.
因为讲对这段故事的讲述非常的准确。
Fishermen didn't only put down their fishing nets to follow Jesus.
他们不只是把他们的渔网放下来跟随耶稣。
But they had to intentionally and voluntarily cut the connection with their previous life.
他们必须是自愿的，而且是自愿的，把那个渔网放下来，跟那个渔网没有任何关系的来跟随耶稣。
And turn with Jesus in a new direction.
跟随耶稣在一个新的方向上。
Because the net often represent fishermen's purpose and the meaning in life before meeting with Jesus.
因为这个渔网代表他们跟随主耶稣之前的一个生活的目的。
Think about the fisherman.
想想关于渔民。
He knows nothing else in the world that can guarantee his life except the net in his hand.
他们对于这个世界没有任何的知识，除了他们手中的渔网。
The net is a fisherman's confidence and a personal ID.
这个渔网就是他们的信心，也是他们的身份。
But now Jesus came.And made a change onto their lives.
但是主耶稣来改变了他们的生活。
They used to cast their old nets into the Sea of Galilee to fish.
他们以前是把这个渔网带到加利利海来打鱼。
But now Jesus said to them, "I will make you become fishers of men."
我要叫你成为我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
And also in Acts 1:8, Jesus told them that you would be my testimony.To the end of the earth.
你要为我做到世界的末日到地极作为见证。
They were still fishermen.
他们就是渔民。
But the fishers of men.
他们现在是得人fishermen. 他们现在就得人如得鱼一样。
And their new fishing field was now the whole world.
他们现在打鱼的地就是整个这个世界。
What a stunning change.
这是何等大的一个变化。
However,
但是
the calling of Jesus for these fishermen to follow him
但是主对这些渔民的呼召
required a vital change.
需要一个非常重要的变化。
They had to give up their old nets.
他们必须把他们的网来放下来。
The old nets of old life.
他们过去的生活相关的这个渔网。
Old purpose.
过去的目的。
Old confidence.
过去的
Old meaning and everything given by their old nets.
跟这个与王有关系的生活的意义。
They have put them down.
他必须要把这个放下来。
In order to go after Jesus.
然后才能够跟随耶稣。
They couldn't be dragging their old fishing nets with them while following Jesus.
他们不可能带着他们的这个渔网来跟随耶稣。
They couldn't use their old fishing skills to catch people for God's kingdom.
他们不可能来得人，用他们过去打鱼的这个技巧来得人。
They had to deny it.
他们必须要把这些完全拒绝。
They had to put them down.
必须要把它完全的放下。
And drop them off.
把他们完全掉在地上。
So they can go after their master.
然后才能够跟随他们的主。
You see, my dear brothers and sisters, how the word give up plays a key role in following Jesus.
你看到在这里，神的话在这里每个重要的叫。
Give up, the word give up.
这个放下这个字在这里何等的重要。
For these fishermen,
因为这些渔民
who wanted to follow Jesus,
要来跟随耶稣
and become what Jesus want them to be,
要成为耶稣让他们成为的人。
The very first thing here,
这他们所要做的第一件事情
was to pay the price,
需要付一个代价
of giving up the old nets.From their old lives.
把他们过去旧的生命里面的那个渔网完全放下来。
They gotta pay that price.
他们必须要付这个代价。
Otherwise, they couldn't follow Jesus.
否则他们不可能跟随耶稣。
Otherwise, they couldn't be regarded as following Jesus.
他们不可能成为跟随耶稣的人。
Brothers and sisters, I believe this is an important message from the Gospel of Mark.
我认为这是马可福音一个非常重要的信息。
Now my question is,
那么我的问题是,
what does the phrase left their net and followed Jesus mean to us?
那么这个放下这个渔网跟随耶稣对我们来说是什么意思?
About 2,000 years ago,
两千多年前,
there was a young man named Saul.
有一个人叫做扫罗。
He set up his purpose to be a rabbi.
他有一个目的要成为一个拉比。
Meaning a religious expert among his people.
在他的百姓当中成为一个宗教的领袖。
And he succeeded very well.
他也成功了。
And he became so famous among his people.
他在他的百姓中非常的有名。
But one day something happened to him.
但是有一天一件事情发生在他身上。
Acts chapter 9.
在使徒行传第九章
tell us that the Saul of Tarsus was on his way to the city of Damascus.
告诉我们说这个大叔的扫罗在去大马士革的路上
for the business of persecuting the believers of Jesus.
是不是要逼迫信耶稣的人
Suddenly,
突然之间
at midday,
在中午的时候
a great light from above shone on him.
一个大光照到他的身上
and knocked him to the ground.
就把他击倒在地上
From the light came a voice to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
跟随这个光就有一个声音说扫罗扫罗你为什么要逼迫我
Then this young man asked the voice in the light.
但是周围的人 看见光听不见声音、扫罗在这里说回答说
And he asked the voice in the land,
他就问
了一个说
话的声音说
Who are you, Lord?
主啊，你是谁？
Then the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting.
主耶稣就说，我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
This was the turning point.
这就是他的一个转折点。
Changed Saul's life.
改变了扫罗的生命。
Saul of Tarsus realized that he had been trying for a long time to build up was just a piece of a fisherman's old net.
扫罗意识到他在这里花了很长时间所建立起来的不过就是渔民的一些破渔网
Because he served a dead religion.
因为他服侍的是一个死亡的宗教
The meeting with Jesus on the way to Damascus made him a new man.
去大马色的路上让他这个经历让他成为一个新人
As Paul, the disciples of Jesus.
成为保罗这个是主耶稣的门徒
So in his letter to Philippians,
在他的对腓立比的书信里面
chapter 3 and verse 8,
第三章第八节
Paul says,
保罗在这里说
For Christ, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
我为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Meaning he got to count his old nets as rubbish.
他要把他过去那个破渔网当作是一个粪土。
With all the achievements.
还有所有的这些他所的他所有的成就。
And the trophies and the reputations he had made in Judaism.
他在犹大地所得到的声望，所有的这些奖状。
He denied them.
他弃绝了他们。
He dropped them down.
他把他们全部丢下来
so that he could gain Christ.
所以他能够得到基督。
My dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
giving up in order to gain is the key to following Jesus.
放下然后才能够得到是得到基督的一个关键点。
This is a tremendous principle presented by Mark chapter 1.
这是马可福音第一章的给我们的一个重要的属灵原则。
Otherwise, we won't be regarded as following Jesus.
否则我们不可能成为跟随耶稣的人。
If you and I want to keep the old nets while we follow Jesus,
如果你和我想带着这个过去的旧渔网,
it will not only be a waste of our lives.
这是对我们的生命是一个浪费，是浪费生命的事情。
But also a loss to eternity.
而且是也是会失去我们的永生。
Let's have a word of prayer.
一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主，为你的这个宝贵的话语向你献上感谢。
Your word through your faithful disciple Mark.
你的借着这个忠心的使徒马可所写的话语。
Tell us what means to follow you.
告诉我们什么是跟随耶稣。
How we're gonna follow you.
我们如何能够跟随耶稣
Lord, we commit your word unto your hand.
我们把这些话交在你的手里面。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will keep on telling us the secret of your word on our way back to home.
我们求告让你的圣灵能够不停地提醒我们这些话语在我们回家的路上。
Because it's all by the work of the Holy Spirit, we can be the followers of Jesus.
因为只有借着圣灵的工作，我们才能够成为跟随耶稣的人。
We thank you for this hour.
我们为这个时间向你献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.